the floodgates, of course, were opened, and the very next year, 1976, CMF became the standard of care. Tamoxifen, BO9, started in 1977, published in 1981, showed that it could prolong disease-free survival in those individuals who are what we called hormone-sensitive. The 80s brought us anthracyclines, the four banal boring cycles associated with the NSABP, but it brought us a very dynamic setting, preoperative chemotherapy, a group of surgeons toiling together to use an intervention that would limit the scope of the operation. How selfless is that? 1990s brought us the taxanes. The 2000s variations on a theme of taxanes. Should we give taxanes together? Should we sequence them? Should we give them dose dense? And that question wasn't answered until ASCO of this year, June of 2012, when we disclosed the data from B38, 4,900 women. It does not make a difference how you give the taxanes, sequentially, dose dense, or together as a TAC regimen. Trastuzumab, 2005, was probably the turning point, proving that we have passed the transition between therapy by empiricism to therapy based on molecular markers. And the current decade, we're questioning whether anthracyclines are in fact beneficial to HER2-new negative tumors. In B49 that we're doing together with U.S.